We do have with us on the line Victor Head and Tim Knight. We're going to go ahead. We're going to go jump straight to Victor. Are you there with us, Victor?
Yes, I am.
Okay, very good. Why don't you tell us about your past weekend here?
Well, it's been pretty crazy. We're still kind of, you know, riding the high of winning and everything, especially by such a big margin. It's been pretty neat. A lot of people have come out in support of us now, of course. Everyone's supportive of a winner, but we're kind of, you know, weeding through people and organizations and seeing who's really going to support us when we need it again, and kind of see what our next steps are going to be as far as repealing the laws and maybe even getting a couple more lawmakers out that don't deserve to be there anymore. But it's been really fun, obviously winning and having everything go our way. So.
We're talking with Victor Head, founder of the Pueblo Freedom and Rights group that successfully recalled State Senator Angela Giron. And we also have Tim Knight, who is the founder of the Basic Freedom Defense Fund, who was in charge, or one of the people in charge, of the successful effort to recall Senator John Morse. Tim, kind of tell us how your weekend was.
You know, we're still working through the math and sorting, just like Victor did, and we're crunching numbers and, you know, it's pretty amazing. We looked at the numbers and we saw that the 1,800 libertarians that voted in the Springs were the thing that pushed this over the top. We were pretty excited about that.
Yeah, and let's explain that a little bit, because there was a write-in candidate that the libertarians had sponsored. Tell people about that.
Yeah, indeed. In this unique situation, the first question was yes, check yes, and then the Democrats did not field a candidate beyond Morris, so you know, the Republicans and the Libertarians all seem to go at each other all the time over, well, you knocked us off or you did this. In this case, it was a neat thing because, Victor and I were both about the yes candidate, and we couldn't speak to the person behind that. But what we saw was good people sticking up for the Constitution first. Washington told us to do that. He warned us. Think of the country first, and I think a lot of people did that.
Let me just reset that quickly, because I know a lot of people aren't following this as closely as others. On the recall election, there's two questions. The first question is, do you want to recall either John Morse or Angela Giron, yes or no? And then after that, no matter what you vote on that, then the next question is, who do you want to replace Senator Giron or Morse? And in Pueblo, there was one candidate, a Republican, and in El Paso County, there was one on the ballot that was the Republican. The Libertarians had a write-in candidate.
Jan Brooks.
Jan Brooks, yes, thank you.
Yep.
And so the Libertarians, I think the argument goes, and I think you agreed with this, was that the 1,800 people that went out to vote and write in Jan Brooks all voted to recall Morse. So that helped put that over the hump.
Pretty much, yep.
Well, and surprisingly, just you know, to let the listeners know, Jan Brooks, as a write-in candidate, received 17% of the vote, which is monumental. And I don't really know much about her. I'm looking forward to seeing her in future races. But there's been a lot of blowback, specifically to you, Victor, on a national level. And is that lightening up any, or is it growing worse?
Actually, I mean, it hasn't been that bad. I think we've had a huge effect on the national level, though. It never started out to be like that. You know, this was a local issue, a Colorado issue, and then, of course, the recalls are just within your own little Senate district. It's been good, honestly. Lots of groups reaching out to us, asking how we did it, looking for, you know, tips, even blueprints, basically. Tell us how to do this in our state or our county or whatever it might be. We've kind of re-energized, I think, a lot of grassroots people because I guess people forgot about recalls, and I myself had never considered it or anything, but as a real viable way to finally do something relative. We can all go to all the rallies and all the rah-rah things that we want to, go all to the meetings, but at the end of the day, if they're not listening and it's not really being effective, a recall seems like an outlet that is very effective and they have to pay attention to. And so we've actually seen a lot of positive stuff come out of this.
We need to run to a break and I need you two to hold on the line. Is that going to be okay?
Sure.
All right. Thank you.
And this is David K. Williams, Jr., pinch hitting along with Stacey Treer and Petty, STP. as I like to call her. She's got the logo and everything. From North Carolina, Richard Petty. Also Petty. See, it all ties together. Richard Petty,
I don't have a logo. I STP. Swiped a logo.
Yeah. Whatever the circumstances, STP is in the house. We are sitting in for your regulars, Ken and Jason, Ken Clark and Jason Worley. And we've got on the phone with us, we've got
Victor Head and Tim Knight.
Yes, and Tim Knight, who were in charge of the recalls in Pueblo and El Paso County for the two Democratic state senators who voted to significantly curtail gun rights in the state and paid for it. Gentlemen, I understand y'all had a press conference today. Can you tell us about that? Tim, we'll start with you.
Yeah, sure. When we had gotten through the signature phase and we were dead broke, we went in search of allies, and we asked to have a sit-down with the state party chair, and we asked for a little assistance on the legal, and kind of they never really got back to us. A couple guys were selling things, and actually a lot of guys were selling things, and we asked the good people of Colorado and elsewhere to help us get through that, and you know, we also found out through various means that the Republican Party was trying to shut down the recalls by calling various power players in the county GOPs and saying, look, you know, you got to put a halt to this, slow this down. So Victor and I both kind of ran into a brick wall there when we thought we'd have some allies, and they didn't come through. As a matter of fact, they made it even harder for us. So, yeah, it was. We wanted to get the record pretty straight today. Victor probably has more to add to that.
Yeah, Victor, what was the rationale behind the state party not more actively assisting you?
You know, I'm not really sure what their thought was, other than that they didn't approve of it initially, and so they were just upset that basically we sprung this as we the people without asking for their blessing first.
Well, good for you.
I mean, that's really it. It wasn't on their calendar. It wasn't on their agenda, so they didn't want to have anything to do with it, which would have been fine if they left it there. But then to actually actively work against us and tell people not to help us, that was a pretty big thing to work through. Like Tim said, you know, we were down to about where the recalls were about ready to shut down because we were out of money and, you know, needed some help. And then to go to them and get snubbed, it wasn't a good thing to work through. It was pretty hard. And then to further it, now that we are successful, they then start sending out emails and raising money off of our work, saying, mm-hmm. look at everything we did, give us money. And meanwhile, we still have outstanding legal bills and things. And we're like, whoa, 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 not only did you not support us, you worked against us. And now you're making money off of our backs.
Yeah, let's repeat all of that and do like a Cliff Notes version. You guys did the work. You accomplished these recall elections. You asked for help from the state party. You got no money from the state party, and they're riding on your coattails, asking for money to donate to their party and not to your cause.
Correct.
Yeah, yep. I mean, this has been a long time internal battle within the GOP, and I'm unaware of what the climate is in other states, but in the Colorado GOP, and it's one of the reasons I left, the establishment is what I call them. The establishment is in charge, and they don't like the individuals such as yourself coming in. You guys are on the streets. You know what your neighbors are thinking. You know what your customers are thinking. You know what your fellow employees are thinking and how they want to see the party evolve and grow and change. And to be shut down like that is, well, one, it doesn't surprise me because I know these people. But two, this is monumental in changing the flow of the Colorado Republican Party.
Go ahead, Tim.
Oh, and you know, we find out now that they're keeping an enemies list. I thought that was really interesting. I really don't understand. The Republicans were given an opportunity. Really, two silver platters to really connect with the people, the citizens. They were given that opportunity. We asked for help, and we weren't given it. And, you know, coattails being what they are, ain't that grand. We can go back to Washington and say, look what we did in Colorado. But the we people traveling to Washington didn't do it. Victor and a lot of guys down in Pueblo and a whole bunch of people in Colorado Springs did this.
Victor, let me follow up on a question there for you. That in the Denver Post, Ryan Call, who is the state chair of the Colorado GOP, said that, or according to the paper, said once the recalls were certified, the GOP donated about $40,000, the maximum it could contribute, to recruit and help GOP senators elect Bernie Herpin and George Rivera of Pueblo. What is he referring to there, and is that true?
Well,
Right. They absolutely did. What they did is they donated money to the candidates themselves. And in that, they didn't even donate actual money that I'm aware of. They donated in-kind donations of the maximum amount, being phone banks, flyers, door hangers, that sort of thing. And that's great, but that didn't actually help the recall effort. As you guys were saying, you know, at the beginning of the show, the candidates are kind of a secondary to the recall and everything.
Right.
You know, that's expected. Once the recall's there, they have to field a candidate. That's expected. The point here was that we looked for some help, you know, as we were getting the signatures certified. We needed legal help, and they didn't think we had a chance. You know, matter of fact, Ryan Call came down on election night down to Pueblo to tell George Rivera how to graciously concede. He wanted to help him on his concession speech because he said, you guys don't have a chance down here. We need to graciously concede, make sure there's no sour grapes, and just move on.
And he won by like 12 percentage points, didn't he?
Yeah, then we blow it out by 12%. And then he tries to come down and give a big speech at our victory party. Mm-hmm. And we shut him out. We said, no, get the hell out of here. Are you kidding me? You were just here 4 hours ago telling us how we were going to lose. You're not going to just take credit for this. So it's, you know, like you were saying, it's probably politics as usual in the party, but at this point, we have momentum. We have some, you know, grassroots energy, and we're going to demand some reform in this party and some reform in the leadership, or the party's going to die, I'm pretty sure. I mean, they're going to be wholly ineffective in 2014, and it's just going to, you know, it's not going to help anybody.
But yeah, people keep asking us what the Republicans, what they need to do, and they need bold new leadership. That's the answer. They can't continue to stick with what they're doing because they're losing, they're not connecting with the people, and that is a serious problem. And rank and file, as the term is, Republicans need to say no more.
We're talking with Victor Head, who is the founder of the Pueblo Freedom and Rights Recall Angela Heron Movement, and Tim Knight, who is basically the same thing in El Paso County, the founder of the Basic Freedom Defense Fund and Recall More. So they're relating the stories of how they were successful, not only without much help from the state party, but kind of had to fight them to be successful. And I kind of get the picture or the image of the rooster taking credit for the sun coming up because he crowed about it, except it's even worse because the rooster doesn't actively try to stop the sun from coming up.
Pretty much. You know, I got to give a shout out to the county level, though. In Pueblo County, the county chairwoman and the party there was greatly helpful to us. They supported us
Becky Mizell.
Against Ryan Call's wishes. Yeah, Becky Mizell is awesome. You know, not all the GOP here is bad by any means, but there are some key big top players, and I do believe the party as a whole needs to reform and needs to invite more people in. And, you know, like Tim just said, what they've been doing hasn't worked for the last, couple decades in this state. So.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And that's the point that I'm often trying to make to individuals is, you know, look at your record of wins and losses. You're not doing what we need you to do at this point in time. You have individuals such as yourself that come in. You take on, you know, essentially, this is a David and Goliath situation. And you forged ahead, you ruffled feathers, and you made a difference. And I think it's just, I mean, as you were saying earlier, you're having individuals contact you about what do we do? How can we follow the pattern that you did to accomplish these same goals? This is what needs to happen. And I mean, for the first time in a long time, I'm actually excited about what is happening in the GOP. It's been a long time.
This wasn't the GOP. I think that's the entire point.
Well, the downfall of the GOP. Is that better worded, sir? Okay. I mean, I know all these individuals. I mean, I have lunch with some of these individuals that I define as the establishment, and I know that they're good guys, but there are some power players out there that are trying to subdue what so many of individuals that identify themselves as Liberty Republicans need to and want to accomplish. And we have to do this to save the party. And, you know, starting here is just it's worked as such motivation for individuals across this country. I'm excited.
And Tim, so what's next for your group?
Well, actually, Victor and I had a little sit down, and I think we have many projects in the fire, actually, but one thing we're going to do is the reason why the Second Amendment was attacked in Colorado is because the forces defending it here in Colorado are so divided and so busy running other Senate campaigns and raising money for West Virginia fights. And I think everyone forgot about Colorado and protecting that. So Victor and I and a lot of other guys are actually thinking about getting together and creating a Second Amendment group that focuses strictly on Colorado and remembers that we're going to defend that right specifically. You know, again, a lot of people are going to say, look, you're going up, you're pushing rocks uphill, you'll never get it done. Well, I think Victor and I and a lot of other people learn that we can. So we're gonna do that, among other things.
That's very good. And then, Victor, how was the turnout for the media today at your press conference? Do you anticipate some more media coverage following up?
Yeah, you know, it was good. I think we're going to get the message out, get the point across that, you know, we're not trying to cause infighting or anything, but I mean, we're just demanding some reform. We did what everyone said was impossible, and we need to relate that to other people and, you know, demand some reform here within the parties and keep this momentum going. If we just go back to doing the same stuff we did, then our fights this whole summer will probably be for naught.
And you're still trying to pay these bills, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. We still have bills.
So, Victor, can you give the listeners a website where they can go and maybe contribute some funds to your cause?
Yeah, here in Pueblo, we've got PuebloFreedomAndRights.org. Facebook, the same thing, Pueblo Freedom and Rights.
And
Tim, you can shoot yours out.
BasicFreedomDefenseFund.org.
Very good.
Yep.
You guys have my utmost respect, say that.
Absolutely. I'm like I said, for the first time in a long time, I'm excited. We are going to have to go to a break again. Go to those websites. Donate some money for what happened here in Colorado. They need your assistance because the state party wouldn't help them.